to bow our heads and pray. If only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in John 14, verse 27. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Do you have peace today? Think about it. What nerve did I strike? If you don't have peace, why not? What is causing your unrest? In the verse today, Jesus was talking to his disciples just before he would be led to the cross and crucified. He could have talked to them about how frightened he was or how wrong all those people who oppose him are. Why, he could have got an entire army built to fight them. But instead, he encourages the disciples. He asks them to obey him in the previous passages before, and he tells them not to be troubled or afraid. You see, Jesus knew what the future held, even though everyone around couldn't see it. He had a much bigger plan, a plan for redemption, a plan to die a horrific death on the cross for our sins, past, present, and the ones we will commit in the future. This year has been a very chaotic year in the life of America. We have had division in the country like never before. A pandemic that has taken loved ones, businesses lost, jobs lost, natural disasters, and yes, even untold stories of pain that have happened in our very own lives. But I'm here to tell you to take hope, dear friend. The battle was fought and won. Jesus is telling you, peace he leaves you, not as the world gives. Quit trying to find your hope in worldly things. Do not be troubled. Do not be afraid. He has told you these things would happen. This should not be a surprise. The world is not your home. Don't believe in the lie that he's been kicked off his throne. He hasn't. For those of us who know him, we put our trust in him alone. I don't put my trust in Washington. I don't put my trust in myself. Oh, Lord, no. I don't put my trust in money. I put my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I encourage you to do the same. Every kingdom apart from God will crumble and fall. But the believers of Jesus will still be standing. Out of the rubble, we will rise. We are citizens of the Most High God, first and foremost. Lord Jesus, you hold our lives in the palm of your hands. You alone have the power to forgive our past and determine our destiny when we choose you as our Lord and Savior. May we choose today who we will serve. For those listening that may not know you or who have moved so far from you they can't even see truth, I pray you would call them by name and you would give them the courage to rise up. May we be a people on our knees, Lord. You are the maker of heaven and earth, and you are our calm in any storm. Let us receive your peace and not be afraid. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.